Mic session number 21104, reel 2.
Roy Hubbard, reel 2. So, did you do any night exercises?
Yes, I did night exercises as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
in the winter, so quite tough.
I'd rather have done more training about May time, you know what I mean? But when I went up, it weren't May time. But at Christmas, the officers at Beverley were very, very good to us.
Really?
Yeah.
This was Christmas
1941.
Yeah.
They did what they're supposed to do, waited on us.
Did they?
Yeah. All through my army career, I only ever met one bad officer. Mm. Only one.
Who was he?
His name was Captain Rees, and he come from Colchester. No, not Colchester, Rochester. He came from Rochester. Captain Pring. I couldn't get on with him. No.
No. Right. Okay. What was the commanding officer like at Beverley?
Oh, they were all great. But you've got to behave yourself. You know what I mean? You see, when you were going out, you had to report to the guard room. And if you weren't properly dressed, everything, right. You went back to your route and you didn't go out that night. Which, it's all part of the...
So, you went into Beverley and you went to the pubs. Did you mix much with the civilians?
Oh, yeah.
The girls?
Oh, yeah. Girls? Yeah.
Did you go out with the local girls?
Yes, I did. You.
Yeah.
How
did they feel about having all these soldiers arriving?
They enjoyed it. I'll tell you one thing about Beverley, though. Now, in the army, it's either in bed or out of barracks on a Sunday. And it paid you to go on a church parade. Because if you didn't go on it, a sergeant would find you and you'd get a job. So it paid you to go on church parade. And we were to march down with the band from it was a cathedral at Beverley, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. And we were to go in there, and then when we came out, they were to pull us in, and then pull us out, while make your own way back. And I never did get back from our Sunday dinner. The locals had pulled you in, but they always took two of you. And that shows one, if they took one, you might be a bit embarrassed. So they grabbed two of you. And I never did, all the while I was at Beverley Barracks, I never had a Sunday dinner there. I was always pulled in for my Sunday dinner by the locals.
So this would be a family, would it?
Yeah, they were wonderful. Wonderful people up there. I love the Yorkshire and the Lancashire people. I love them. They're wonderful, they are. Yeah.
So they really felt they were...
Oh, yeah.
You know, looking after you.
Oh, they were. Yeah. I mean, they ain't got much, had they? Yeah. Probably rationed and... But it always be for Yorkshire buddies.
Did you ever do guard duties while you were at Beverley?
Oh, yeah, you did guard duties. Didn't like them.
What was wrong with them?
Well, in the winter, a bit cold, like standing about, you know what I mean.
But, how were you selected for guard duty?
Oh, properly on the roster. Oh, yeah. I don't think I did many, because there were that many there. Oh, I don't know how many soldiers were there, quality of here. There are a lot. I think I only did one guard there, or two, probably. Not more. Not more.
So what other recreations did you do? I mean, did you play cards or gambling?
Oh, we played, yeah, non-card brag and all that, you know, things like that, yeah.
Did you see films and newsreels about the war, what was going on in the war?
No. No, I don't remember any.
Right. Did the officers brief you at all on what was happening, you know, what the British forces were doing?
No.
Okay.
The only newsreel I remember seeing were the nasty ones. Well, certain diseases that you weren't supposed to get, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
They showed you them, like,
oh,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they gave you a bit of sex education.
Yeah, I
think so.
Yeah, what you're going to finish up like. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What did you think about that?
No, I didn't like it a lot.
Did you take any notice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
Because they were quite strict, weren't they?
You
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were well warned about that.
Yeah, well warned about that.
What about special training? You told me about the driving training you did.
Yeah.
All sorts of vehicles. Anything else? Signals or?
No. I got all that when we get to the Manchester Regiment.
Right, okay.
Oh,
so at Beverley, that was about it. So how long were you at Beverley altogether?
6 months.
6 months, okay. And... did you have any idea where you would go after that?
No.
No, so you just, nobody knew?
Nobody knew at
did
all.
Did you have any choice about where you went?
No.
No, so you did your passing out parade then?
Yeah.
Yeah, and where did you get told you were going?
That I was going to join the 6th Battalion Manchester Regiment.
Right, and where was that?
It was at a little place called Grimston Garth.
Grimston Garth?
Yes.
Where's that?
That's just south of Aldborough.
Aldborough. Suffolk?
No. Yorkshire coast. Up towards Whitby.
Right, okay.
And the battalion HQ was at Withensey. Yeah.
So that would be about, where we are, October, November, December, January,
May.
February, March.
It was May. I know it was May.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because my birthday's in May, that's
right.
It.
May 1942 then?
Yeah.
So what was it like going and joining the regiment? Did anyone else go from your...
About four of us.
Did you know why you were selected for that?
No.
Right.
No.
Did you have any idea what you were particularly good at in training? You know, did they say, oh, you'll probably end up being a this or, you know?
Well, after 11 weeks, they pick the best out of so many and they give them an unpaid, unnecessary tape. Well, I've got a tape. After 11 weeks, I don't like committing this. But you weren't. I didn't have it many minutes. Because when you went out drinking, you weren't supposed to drink with the private.
Drink with the farmers?
The private soldier.
Oh, right. Sorry,
private. Yeah. No, you weren't.
Right.
So, what I did. I borrowed my mate Wally Walton's jacket and went out with him. And the sergeant was in the pub and saw me without this. He said, you're on the charge. So I went to me in front of the officer and they ripped it off.
That was the end of that for
you. I didn't have it many minutes.
Yeah. So what was it like joining the Manchester Regiment then?
Brilliant. We were under canvas. And we were, not more than 100 yards or 200 yards from the cliff edge. And we had to patrol between there and Aldborough, because at Aldborough that got radar. So we had to make clifftop patrols, you know, along there. Yeah.
What did it feel like? I mean, did you know much about the Manchester Regiment?
No, I knew nothing.
Right. Did they tell you when you got there?
Yeah.
Give you a briefing?
Yes.
And that made you quite keen on it?
Did it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
How were you received by them?
Very well. Very, very well.
The soldiers, yeah, altogether.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Very well. Mm. They took us in. Two old sweats, as I call them. What? They were probably regulars. Mm. I think they were.
They were privates, were they?
Yeah. Ted Dempsey and Jones. They took me under their wing. And they taught me a lot. Yeah.
So did that happen to everybody? You know?
I don't know. I know it happened to me.
Okay. So do you remember which platoon or whatever you were in then?
Because you see, the Manchester Regiment, you were never all the time I was in it, our battalion was never together. That's the four companies, only twice in all the years I served in it. It was a company, which were great.
Right. So which company were you in?
D company. Yeah. And the commanding officer was a blooming smashing bloke. Mm. He was only 26.
Really?
Yeah. He was a cracker.
Do you remember his name?
No, Clive Walker. Yeah. Smashing bloke. And I got on well with him. And he got on well with me. Because if you're in the boxing team, you get a lot of perks, right? You know what I mean? You didn't have to do guards or.
Oh, really? You were in the boxing team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. And you did the training and the rugby team, and you were looked after pretty well.
So it paid to be a good sport?
Yeah, it did. It did. It did. But,
So what were you doing there? Your training went on, did it?
Oh, yeah, training went on, yeah, still went on.
What did you start there, you know, that you hadn't done before?
Well, we went on exercises, we attacked all, and the Home Guard had got to stop us attacking all one. I don't know how long this blasted ditch were, but we got in this ditch, it were up to here, and it led straight into all.
Into Hull?
Yeah. We were up, I'm not kidding. All of us, the whole company were in, and it had got sides on it, like, you know. So we entered all out of this blooming ditch. We were wet through and all. Yeah. And when we came back, just beyond Grimston Garth, there was a road that led into the sea. Of course we were marching, you know, full kit, mama was dirty, you know. And I marched into the sea. And it was always shortest in the front, tallest at the back. And the marched into the sea till them at the front were up here in the sea.
Up to their chest.
Yeah. About turning in the sea, marched back out. But we'd had a wash, haven't we?
Got the mud off.
Got the mud off.
So what was life there?
It was great. It was great. Mm. It really was.
Yeah. All a lot of routine.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Every day was different, you know. And then, I can't think where we were. You can't remember, can you? We changed to a machine gun battalion and a 4.2 mortar battalion. And I can't think when that was.
Mm. Which did you go in?
I stayed in D Company.
Yeah.
Which was a mortar.
You were a mortar.
That's it.
Yeah. So you did a lot of training on mortars, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the machine gun. We had to learn the machine gun as well.
Did you do any big schemes or exercises?
Exercises, yeah. I can remember the names of one of them, Spartan, it was called. But that, we were down south then.
Mm. Oh, you can tell me about that when we get there, yeah. What else can you remember about Grimston Garth then?
I remember Grimston Garth because we had a battalion sports day at Withernsea, on the sports field in Withernsea. Mm-hmm. And a single German aeroplane came over. And there's an old castle in Withernsea, and he bombed it.
Oh.
Honestly. Well, we were gobsmacked.
In daylight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any anti-aircraft?
No.
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 He just came over and bombed it and went home.
That's all. We were gobsmacked, you know. What? True that. True. Yeah. He bombed the old castle.
How big an event was this sports day?
It was a battalion job. Mm. And
what did you win?
I was always a good runner, but I learnt later on when I was about 50, why? And I could always run and never get out of breath, never. And, yes, I was a good runner. I was a sprinter. Because big men can run fast for short distances.
Like Linford Christie, yeah.
For short distances. But when it comes to a mile, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. But when you get your thin set clothes doing it, didn't you?
Yeah, you still did it, though.
Yeah.
You still did it.
So why didn't you get out of breath?
Well, I learnt this when I was 52. I had a heart attack. But I was suffering high blood pressure. And the side effects was asthmatical from these pills. And I was clawing for my breath. And the doctor came. And he rushed me in. And I had that catheter up here and into my heart, you know. I said, well, it's not damaged your heart. And as I lay there, I could watch it going up. You know, have you heard about it? You can watch it going round. When it got round, he said, and there's other people around, he said, come here and have a look at this. I thought, what the hell was the matter with me? You know. So anyway, the next day, Dr. Auburn had come to me. He says, we've come across it, but it's very, very rare. Instead of me having one artery coming out of my heart, I've got three that branched into one. And he said to me, I bet you, when you were younger, you never got out of breath. I've got three coming out.
Yeah.
And they all went into one big one.
So you really were.
Well, I didn't know that.
You must have infuriated other people because they think he's not even out of breath, and he.
I weren't. No, I weren't. but you see, Ubner said that to me. He said runners ought to be built like this. But you didn't know, did you?
Were you there for a long time?
No. I think we moved from there. Uh, Oh, we went to so many places. We went to that from there to between Stowmarket and Bury St Edmunds.
Yeah.
And we stayed. It was. We were on the canvas again. Mm-hmm. Norton Park.
Norton Park.
Norton Park. Norton that was Park. It. We were on the canvas there. And we used to do exercises and training and one thing or another. But our training really started when we got down south.
Right, okay. How long were you at Norton Park, do you think?
Not long.
Yeah.
Hardly any length of time at all.
Right. And then where did you go down south? You went down south from there.
We went to Belmont Park near Faversham.
Right. Do you remember when you went there?
No, love.
Can you guess how long you were perhaps at Grimston Garth and Norton Park? 2 months, 6 months altogether.
It'd be in that book.
Right, okay, that's right. Right, it's probably still 1942 though. Was it winter or summer when you went to Belmont Park?
It was summer.
It was summer, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so it's probably summer 42.
Yeah, you're about right. And we're in Nationals, that's all.
So what was Belmont Park like?
Wonderful. Great, you know.
What sort of a place was it?
The huts were in the woods, at the side of the road. The woods went about, probably 60 or 70 yards. All the way along that road, and the Nissanuts were in the woods, and the Naffy and the cookhouse and all that were at the bottom of Hogs Hill. Hogs Hill!
Right.
Yeah. Hogs Hill. And the training really started there. We used to go on Salisbury Plain, we did. Exercise Spartan, I think that was 3 weeks. And, it were all exercises while we were down there. We were on Salisbury Plain and round Lewis. Well, you never seem to be like at Belmont Park, like.
Tell me about one of the exercises. Can you remember one in particular? You know?
Yeah.
You were doing them with other units or American troops? Or
No. I remember one on Salisbury Plain that we did, and it was quite bad really, and it was a lot of ammunition, you see, and I think they turned the people off of Salisbury Plain, and they got villages there, you know what I mean, and we had to attack these villages and that, you know. And so I remember it. We were only got a bivouac, you know, and it was raining. And we were near some tanks. I remember it. Next morning, after the rain, a squad of these tanks, the tank crew had got under the tank to sleep. And with the weight of the tank and the wet, it pushed them in the deck. So I remember that. And we had to help them dig them out.
So they were still alive?
No.
No, they just died.
Yeah, just like that.
So just sunk.
Yeah. Awful. Yeah.
You must have been terribly shocked.
No.
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 Were those the first people you'd seen?
Yeah, but
you dig them out?
We helped. Mm. Yeah, we helped.
Were they curled up asleep?
Oh, ah. Mm. Yeah, suffocated, weren't they? God, you know.
What else happened?
I remember
that.
Yeah. Then we had to attack these villages and...
What weapons were you using?
We were using machine guns and mortars. And, yeah, because... We had a lot of exercises down there, a lot. And I realised why. Because, You see, when you do anything in the army, wherever you are, wherever you're going to go, nobody ever tells you. They don't tell you nothing until you get there. That was the biggest one I remember. It was Spartan. That was 3 weeks, that was.
3 weeks?
That was 3 weeks, that was.
So what were you doing? You were on mortars, were you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I also used to do a bit of dispatch riding for the, if Major Walker wanted, if the radios had gone or whatever, and he wanted a message taken to the artillery or whatever, or the infantry, I used to jump on a motorbike and take the order.
Major Walker,
was it? Major Walker. Yeah. Lovely.
Was he
like? Lovely fella. Lovely fella. But you see, the beauty of us, oh, the first time the company, the battalion was together was at, what was it called? Near Castrick. Oh, God, it's gone. It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Mm, never mind.
We were on the canvas, just outside Castrick. And funny enough, my granddaughter's husband, he was in the RAF regiment, and he was at the same place. He remember. I said it, and he said, well, oh, there. After all these years.
Yeah.
I can't think what it was called.
So Major Walker was...
That was the beauty of us. We had none of the bull. You know what I mean, don't you? Mm. We had no bull. Mm. None. Because we were a company.
Right.
Do you know, all the years I could not tell you the regimental sergeant major's name.
Why?
Never seen him. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Yeah. So it was all done within the company?
Yeah. And each company was attached to a brigade. So we never saw our battalion.
Right.
Or your CO. Mm. Never saw them.
Roy Hubbard, end of reel 2.